relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story. For those of you who can hear that music we use for every opening of the Battle for 1600 podcast, it's from the incredible sci-fi fantasy movie Krall. And if you haven't seen Krall, why not? For those of you who don't get to hear it on YouTube, I'm sorry, they're just fascists. We are back with my co-host. He is strategic advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign, a man who, if he dies, I want his frequent flyer points. He is also the co-chair of the Jewish Voices for Trump, former special assistant to President Trump, the Baron Boris Epstein. Welcome back.
Well, it's great to be with you, as always, with 1 week to go. I am the Baron, and I have just a little bit of my voice left.
We'll talk about why that is in a second. I am his co-host, Sebastian Gorka, host of the national radio show across the nation. Hundreds of stations, millions of listeners and viewers. It is America First, and you can get that every single day, 3 to 6 Eastern. You can get it on podcast, but don't forget to actually subscribe to our free YouTube channel, America First. Subscribe, hit the notifications bell twice, and you'll never miss a thing. First things first, let your voice recover momentarily, Boris, because let's talk cigars. I'll talk cigars. How about that? Is that all right?
You do, my friend. I'll talk some cigars, too.
All right, so I am giving a talk. Where was I? I was in Florida with Charlie Tampa. Kirk. And I get a phone call from the Baron, who's sitting there with the man behind an incredible cigar brand called Gurkha. Not Gorka, but Gurkha Cigars. He's hanging out with him. I thought he was working, but you never know. And I have to say thank you, because your buddy Kaiser of the Gurkha brand has been sending me cigars like they are going out of style. And here's the coolest thing. If you missed it on my Instagram and Twitter, he sent me something he makes for the SEAL teams. It's a big kind of armored box, like you put photographic equipment or guns in. You open it, and it's this incredible fighting knife. It's called the Sniper's Kit, a camouflage fixed blade knife, and underneath it, two rows of Churchill cigars. Dude, your friend Kaiser, he's quite a guy.
Kaiser knows what he's doing. We had a wonderful time. So it was Friday, and he called a meeting of some pretty high-powered Florida folks. Some big names that you would recognize that I'm not going to disclose. And we ended up having a drink and a smoke in his private Gurkha cigar. I don't even know what you would call
headquarters.
It.
Headquarters.
Well, it's definitely his headquarters, but it's a special, it's almost like a hideaway. It's almost like a cigar salon that he has. Fully stocked bar of cognacs and scotches you've never heard of before. I've never heard of before, okay? Wonderful stuff. High level. And then any cigar you would want, I will tell you, our friend Kaiser really knows how to treat his friends. Can't wait to be down there with you. And all the talk, of course, all the talk was about the reelection of President Trump, keeping the Senate in Republican hands, and making sure we gain back the House.
Well, you sounded very in high spirits when you were with Kaiser. It has been impossible to keep up with you. That's why we have to connect by phone today, because you have been working every hour God sends you to make sure that our boss, the president, is reelected. Just share with our friends across the nation, the people that love this podcast. If you like listening as much as we like doing this podcast, get us a review. Go to whatever app you're using and give us a little review. We'd love you for it. Tell us what you have been doing for the last week since we last spoke.
So since we last spoke, which was last Thursday, I was in Miami. I have been in Miami, in North Miami, in Fort Lauderdale, in Davie, Florida, then in Washington, D.C., in Flower Town, PA, with Tiffany Trump for a wonderful Jewish Voices for Trump event, which had a great crowd of excited Americans and excited members of the Jewish community. Then a quick stop in Philadelphia, then over to Brooklyn, New York, for a rally of 3,000 Jews for Trump, at least 3,000. And that's where the voice finally left me. That's where the voice went.
It wasn't not enough cigars and brandy, clearly.
Clearly. But I will tell you, it was dusk. It was an evening in Brooklyn, in Marine Park. Huge crowd. I've sent you the pictures. You've seen the pictures and the videos.
Yes.
And it was such a blessing for me to address my people, the Jewish people, and talking to them about the love President Trump has for the Jewish people, the state of Israel, and feel so much love back. It was truly an outstanding event for me, a special event this election season. And I will tell you, some people say, what are you doing in Brooklyn? New York's not up for grabs. A couple things. First of all, I do think that over time, not today, not in this election, but New York is going to be back in play as Republican country. And here's why. People say, well, what was the last time Wisconsin voted for a Republican before President Trump? Do you know?
I have no idea.
It was 1984.
Wow.
And do you know what the last time that New York voted for a Republican?
Tell me. A real one?
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, right.
So if Wisconsin could do it, why can't New York do it?
This is such
Michigan
an... This
was
is...
the last time Republican before President Trump, 1988. So I think this notion of, let's just leave New York and forget about it is wrong. So that's one.
Yeah, that's a really important message. Sorry, go on.
Because, listen, it's New York State, right? That's a huge presence in this country, you know? And so why are we as Republicans leading it to Democrats? Why are we ceding it? We know there's Republican members of Congress from New York, both upstate and from Long Island, right?
Right.
So why in the world would we say, you know what, nah, it doesn't, you know, New York, we're never going to get it. That's 29 electoral votes. So I think it's important for us to continue to show love to New York, to continue to show care to New York. And I'll tell you, judging by the outreach and the outpour from the Jewish community in New York, I think New York is on the way to becoming Republican again. And I will tell you that the same thing is true upstate New York and out on Long Island. So that's one. Very important to continue to drive New York back into Republican hands. One. Two, that rally we did, sure, it's in Brooklyn. But you know what? It made national news.
Yes.
And it went to every battleground state, saw 3,000 Jewish Americans with flags, Trump flags, Jews for Trump flags, yelling and screaming their lungs off about how much they love President Trump. And if you think that's not impactful, I've got a bridge in Brooklyn to say. And I know you, my friend, do. But if anybody out there thinks that there's not a huge impact in that, they're totally wrong.
This is so important because we're seeing things we've never seen before. Even in California, we're seeing massive, spontaneous rallies, automotive rallies, Trump rallies. I think one of the biggest lessons that we have yet to fully internalize on the right of 2016 is that in the age of Trump, in the age of a non-politician running for president the first time and winning, anything is possible. So you're absolutely right. These things are important wherever you are doing them. Please talk to us about some of your experiences and the kind of atmosphere that you witnessed as you traveled the nation, Boris.
The amount of enthusiasm for this president, you know, a week plus ago, I spoke at a rally in North Miami that had about 2,500 people. Joe Biden gets what? 50, 60, 70? Just yesterday, I actually went and had a wonderful, wonderful event at a place called Missa Meir, stands for Spreading Smiles, and it's a retreat for children who are terminally ill or disabled. And it was in New Jersey, close to Pennsylvania, but it's not, you know, it's not all about you know, the news or electoral cycles or battlegrounds. This was just a wonderful opportunity to visit some children who love America, love the president. I handed out some hats. They all wanted me to sign their hats, and I talked to them about, and this is a Jewish organization.
Did you sign it as the Baron?
I said Baron Boris.
Baron Boris, good.
I played air hockey with a wonderful little boy, and you know, and these kids are so brave and they're so strong. And some of them are going through chemo, others are going through other treatments, and they're just so tough. But all of them, there's the staff, the parents, they all love the president. They love America. They love the president. And you know, there's 70 people at that event, which is bigger than a generic Biden rally. And no, I didn't have any circles around, you know?
So, we did an interview yesterday with Steve Bannon that got, I think, 50,000 views just on the live stream on YouTube. My friend sent me the Facebook Live from Biden's video event in Scranton last night. Boris, I have the screen grab. Biden had 126 viewers. Not 126,000, 126. What does that tell?
Not 1,260.
It's
Joe Biden's a sad, pathetic, you know, pathetic pretend candidate. So,
but here's the question: this podcast is going to drop in time before the election, and here's a big question for you. And I know we're both on Team Trump. Can you win an election based on hatred? Because I don't see any love for Joe Biden. I don't see any love for the things he and the modern Democrat Party represent. Can you win an election on simply hating the president, hating the Constitution, hating our nation?
Absolutely not. I don't believe so. And I'll tell you, then we had an event in Flowertown, PA, Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia with Tiffany Trump. And you should have seen the level of enthusiasm. It was Jewish voices for Trump, but there were people who were not Jewish. There were Catholics in the crowd. There were you know, I think Baptist, you know, Episcopalians in the crowd, Quakers, I believe. And people were just so enthused. And Tiffany had a wonderful story to tell about her family, her grandpa donating money to a Jewish synagogue. It's money and land.
This is the story I sent you. I sent you this story for fact checking because somebody sent me that the president's father donated land at like $5 to the local Jewish community because they didn't have land to build a temple on. And I said, Boris, is this true? And you said, absolutely.
It's absolutely true. We've got the back of it. It's been written out in the New York Post, and it's absolutely true. It's been fact checked. All the information is there, and you know what? The information is still on the website.
Well,
on the website.
You mentioned the New York Post, and that's a perfect segue to the topic.
Let me just finish that
yes.
real quick.
So yes.
The information about that donation from Fred Trump Sr. is on the website of Beach Haven Synagogue, Beach Haven Jewish Center in Brooklyn. And the older congregants remember President Trump as a young boy playing over there, at the synagogue. And that's how much love there is between the Trump family and the Jewish community. And, of course, it goes way beyond the Jewish community. There's love for President Trump. We love Trump. It's something we're hearing at every rally. Is anybody saying we love Joe?
No, definitely not. So let's talk about the New York Post, the oldest newspaper in America, founded in 1801 as the New York Evening Post by none other than Alexander Hamilton. They broke a story that has led to them being banned from Twitter. Jack Dorsey was on Capitol Hill yesterday. I am shocked, despite some of the strong questioning from the likes of Senator Ted Cruz and others, they did nothing. The senators did nothing yesterday to get Jack Dorsey to put the New York Post's account back on live on Twitter. This is the level of censorship we're witnessing. But listen to somebody who is at the heart of this story. His name is Tony Bobulinski. He is a former naval officer and partner with Hunter Biden in a company called Sinohawk that funneled millions and millions of dollars to the Biden family. And this is Tony B being interviewed by Tucker Carlson. Cut two.
So I think Joe Biden and the Biden family are compromised. Obviously, I've referenced that I held a Q clearance. You're briefed on compromise and, you know, who you're able to talk with and deal and do business with. And I just don't see, given the history here and the facts, how Joe can't be influenced in some manner based on the history that they have where here with CFC and stuff like that.
The word, the phrase he used there as an individual with former top secret and Q clearances is that Joe Biden, not Hunter Biden, who was kicked out of the military for drug use, Joe Biden, who wants to be president, is compromised because of his years-long relations with communist China. Boris, you are an old hand at campaigning. What is the impact, or what should be the impact, of this scandal, this story, Tony B's testimony in the next 5 days before America chooses?
It's a huge bombshell. It's a huge bombshell, and it tells Americans what we've already suspected for a long time and truly known, that Joe Biden is a fraud. Joe Biden is a grifter. Joe Biden is a thief. That is who he is. Joe Biden has used his position to get his family and himself rich. We know he's the quote-unquote big guy. President Trump said, oh, maybe you are, maybe you aren't. But now we know from these interviews, as President Trump was intimating, that Joe Biden, as President Trump was stating, Joe Biden is the big guy. He is the guy who's making all that money from Hunter Biden. It's disgusting. It's despicable. And I hope the IRS is going to investigate whether Joe Biden paid taxes on that money he was taking.
Yeah, that is one of the massive questions. We've seen the emails that H. Hunter has to put aside 10% of all the monies being funneled out of China and sit on it, look after it.
No. It's not 10% of what he was getting, Sebastian. It's 50% of what he was getting. He was getting 20. Right. He had to put aside 10. He was paying a 50% tax to his dad.
And then the angry text with his daughter, yeah, that it's about time. You've got, number one, he said, this is the only form of income I have, and then it's about time that some of you paid back for all the money we've had to hand over to our dad over the years. So this isn't just about money. From my perspective as somebody with a clearance, this is a national security threat. One of the key aspects of getting a clearance is, are you compromised? Can you be blackmailed? And it's not just the hookers, the cocaine, the crack pipes, the prostitutes and the strippers. It's about the Chinese government. How concerned are you, Boris, that with big tech, with Twitter, with Google manipulating accounts, blocking accounts, that enough people actually know this story before they go to the polling station?
I think because of the great work you do, the great work that so many of our honest members of the media do, that it is absolutely getting out there. And yet Twitter is saying, oh, we didn't block the New York Post. Obviously they did. Twitter is obviously in the bag for Democrats. But you know what? That is absolutely going to actually hurt them. It's going to ricochet right back on them, boomerang right back on them, because it's making the story worse. It's making the story bigger. Because not only is it proved that Joe Biden is a grifter, is approved that Hunter Biden was effectively stealing money from the American public by selling America down the river to China and then giving half of it to Joe Biden. The fact that the big social media companies are working overtime to protect the Bidens makes the whole story even more salacious.
And how significant is it that nobody in the Trump campaign, nobody in the Biden campaign, nobody amongst Hunter Biden's lawyers has denied the veracity of the emails or denied the fact that those are, in fact, Hunter Biden's laptops that he dropped off at that computer repair store? Isn't that the most damning indictment and the most clearest proof that this story is true, Boris?
Of course, we know it's true. We know it's true. We know it's real. This is what it is. This is who the Bidens are. How else would Joe Biden have those huge homes all over Delaware? How else is that possible? The only way it's possible is because he was stealing. Because what Joe Biden was doing is enabling his son and his brothers to sell America down the river, including dealing with the spy chief of China. and then getting half the money. Yeah. And then getting half the money. It is absolutely disgusting.
And we have the audio of that as well. We played it on our separate YouTube exclusive interview with Steve Bannon because it had some spicy language in it we're not allowed to use on radio, where Hunter Biden admits, brags about being in bed with and having as a business partner the effing spy chief of the Chinese Communist government. Guys, it's him. It's the audio of Hunter Biden recorded by that former naval officer who has finally come out and has shown courage in speaking the truth about the people he formerly worked with. Let's talk about that word, Baron. Follow this man right now, Boris EP on Twitter, breakfastwithboris.com. He is co-chair of the Jewish Voices for Trump and strategic advisor of the Trump 2020 campaign, Boris EP on Twitter. I'm Sebastian Gorka. That's Seb Gorka on Twitter, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A. The former strategist of the president and currently member of his National Security Education Board, host of America First. Check out our website, sebgorka.com. Talk to us, if you will, regarding this word, courage. How important is it, Boris, that everyone of whatever sex, skin color, age, socioeconomic class in the last 5 days is courageous, takes a little bit of Donald Trump's courage for themselves, stands up for their values, says who they're voting for, and gets as many of their friends to vote for him as well.
Whatever background you may be, whatever walk of life you're engaged in, whatever you do for a living, look at the difference between President Trump, somebody who loves America, who's enabled America to have 33.1% GDP growth in the third quarter, this man who's fought for America all across the world, and the pathetic, feeble Joe Biden, who doesn't know what day it is, but knows enough, has known enough to get rich off your backs, off the backs of hardworking Americans. The choice is clear. Vote for President Trump. Text MAGA to 88022. Go to DonaldJTrumpForPresident.com. Do all you can. Do all you must. Reelect President Trump. Don't let horrible, pathetic deep staters like that nobody anonymous, a.k.a. nobody Miles Taylor, impact the vote, impact this election. Listen to what Tony Bobulinski said. Listen to the reality of the Bidens being in bed with the spy chief of China. Is that anybody want anywhere near the Oval Office? Absolutely not. President Trump is our champion. We have to reelect him. Let's get it done. Vote on November 3rd. 4 more years of President Trump.
4 more years. Text MAGA to 88022. Go right now to DonaldJTrump.com. Help this man who has done so much for all of us in the last 4 years. As to Miles Taylor, I dealt with him yesterday on the show, and I'm going to deal with him today. He is the reason. That kind of seditious swamp creature is the reason that 63 million Americans chose a non-politician like Donald Trump to be our president. Okay, here's the last thing. I've got a little formula. We're calling it Gorka Math right now. This is
Gorka Math.
It's very simple. It's very easy. This is what I'm telling all my listeners, every interview I do on other channels, other programs. Here's the minimum. Forget the wall. Forget crushing ISIS. Lowest unemployment since 1969. Regeneration of NATO. Jobs. Just one thing. Concentrate on one thing, my friends, if you're a conservative. This man, in his first term in office, has given us, those who love this nation, who love the Constitution, not one, not two, but three constitutional originalists on the Supreme Court of the land. This means for the foreseeable future, for the next 30, 40 years, our rights will be vouched safe by the Supreme Court, thanks to Donald Trump. And here's my math. The least, the very least you can do for him in return is to get three of your friends, your relatives, your co-workers to vote for him who otherwise would stay home. whether it's driving them to the polling stations to vote early, whether it's taking them there on the day, on November the 3rd, whether it's helping them fill out that mail-in ballot or helping them get that ballot to the ballot collecting stations. My math is this. The least you can do, he gave you three, you give him three. It's 3 for 3. What do you think, Boris? And then what's your message in the last 5 days?
I love Gorka math. I'm agreeing with you 1,000,000,000%. My message is this. First of all, I want to thank you, my friend. We started this podcast when there was, I believe, over 250 days to go before the election.
We did.
250 days.
Almost 40 weeks ago.
And, that's right. And now we're talking with 5 days to go. Soon enough, we'll blink. It'll be 4, and then it'll be here. The next time the American people hear this podcast, Battle for 1600, which will keep on going through this election, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one after that, we will have reelected President Trump. And we have to ensure that that is the result. We have to make sure that the work all of us have done pays off, and we reelect President Trump. To you, my friend, I want to say thank you. It has been such an unbelievable journey this year. I've been all over the country. It feels like the world, but all over the country. And you've traveled. But every week, we have found time to connect, to be together, either in person or virtually, and to do this podcast and to have some fun, talk about the great cigars we've smoked, to joke around about our next get-together, and then vitally, most importantly, talk about how absolutely indispensable it is to our republic to reelect President Trump. And here it is. Here it is. Just a few days to go. So everybody, get out there. Go vote. Bring your friends. Bring your loved ones. Bring as many people as you possibly can. And urge everybody to vote for President Trump. Our country depends on it. Our country depends on it. We do not want China's puppet in the Oval Office, which is who Joe Biden is. He's the puppet of China and radical far-left wing leftism, radical extremism, which is synonymous with China, a communist country. That is not what we want. That is not what we need. That is not what we can afford. We need 4 more years of President Trump. I cannot wait to talk to you again, my friend, in a week and celebrate the big win, which all our listeners, all our viewers, everybody in America is going to bring home by voting and making sure everyone they know goes out and votes for President Trump.
You heard the big man. You heard the Baron. We can win because it is up to us. And if you do what has to be done, then the man who is in the White House right now will get 4 more years. It started as a crazy idea almost 40 weeks ago. It's been quite a ride, and he's right. We haven't missed a beat. Not once have we not brought you the Battle for 1600. We will be back after the election, but now we hand the fate of to you. Will you pick up that challenge? Will you shoulder the burden of doing for just 5 days what the president has done for you in the last 4 years? Support him. Go to DonaldJTrump.com. Talk to your friends, your loved ones, your co-workers, and get as many of them to vote for the president. The future of everything you hold dear is in the balance. God bless you, Baron. Be safe. See you back in the studio. Follow him, Boris EP. I'm Sebastian Gorka, Seb Gorka on Twitter. This has been the Battle for 1600.
God bless.